This is an arts interview brought to you by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at sevillepodcast.com. Adeline Horan grew up in Charlottesville to parents with a long history in area theater. Her mother Lydia and her father Michael have appeared in various live arts productions for many years. Now she's returned home after graduating from Hampshire College. The issue of mountaintop removal of coal prompted her to work on a series of oral history interviews with people in West Virginia and Kentucky. And this summer, she's debuting a one-woman show that tells the stories of the people affected by the practice. That's just one of the 13 people Horan represents during her show, Cry of the Mountain. Horan will give That's just one of the 13 people Horan represents during her show, Cry of the Mountain. Horan will give 5 performances at 4 theaters in the area every Thursday in July at 8 o'clock. We'll tell you more about where at the end of this podcast. A third of the proceeds are going to the cause to prohibit mountaintop coal removal. Leslie Channel of the group Secretly Y'all sat down with Horan earlier this month to find out more about the show. That was Leslie Channel interviewing Adeline Horan about her one-woman show, Cry of the Mountain. Let's let her give us the times and locations of the 5 performances that she's going to do in July. The banjo you've been listening to in this podcast comes from Max Wareham. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. If you want to hear more programs like this, make sure you're signed up to one of the many ways to get our content. To find out more, visit sevillepodcast.com and look on the left-hand side of the screen. Thanks for listening.